Nice to see you, Pete.
Good to be seen. Good to be here.
Let's go. You ever done a podcast before?
Not once in my life.
Well, it's sounding good.
All right.
And we're getting going. This is the first official episode of Ross and Peter's Pod on the Run.
That's what we're going with for now.
This is kind of a new idea, something long overdue, because yes, we live in an amazing community of runners. There's a lot of inspiration happening. There's amazing places to run. There's inspiring things going down.
Mm-hmm. Seems like every week. Yeah. Document what is happening in Chico and has been happening long before us.
That's true.
And hopefully we'll get to some of that history of what led to all this stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Little history. My name's Ross Field. He's Peter Milardovich. Yep. We were buddies in college at Chico State back in the day.
Yeah. 25-ish years ago, we'll say.
Lived in the dorms around the same time.
Yep.
May or may not have gotten into a little bit of, wouldn't call it trouble. How about fun?
Yeah. Debauchery. Some debauchery.
And then a few months ago, I joined a Fleet Feet training program to run and prepare for an upcoming half marathon in Chico. And lo and behold, Pete's in the program.
You know.
And I'm like, what's up?
Yeah, what is up? Let's run.
Let's run.
Let's run.
And I'm fairly new to the game. Pete, you've been running for a while.
Yeah, but I mean, in the grand scheme of things, also very new to the game. We'll call it 7 or 8 years into all this running stuff. So still a newborn for sure. Maybe preschool. We'll call it preschool equivalent.
I like it. So it was cool for me. It's kind of like I was getting back into running. Had been training on my own, had done a first official half marathon in Roseville, kind of wanted to step it up, socialize it a little bit, find a group of folks to run with and share stories and get inspired by them. And you were one of them, and that was cool. It was cool to connect with you.
It's perfect timing. I think that's one of the great things, too, that running has given both of us is a bigger community, some accountability. Makes slogging through some of this stuff way more enjoyable. But yeah, that was a good day back in January.
Yeah. And that kind of started the journey of reconnecting as friends. And fast forward a few months, we ran the Bidwell Classic. I did fairly decent in the half marathon. You won the 10K. Let's go.
Well, let's give it a little bit of context. There were several other people in Chico who chose not to run that who would have absolutely embarrassed me. But yes, it was pretty darn cool. That's for sure. Definitely proud of that. Proud of Ross for improving on the last half marathon he did. And yeah, that's where all the fun started to begin with. What else can we do?
Yeah.
What's next?
That's right. And I certainly don't think you should take anything away from how you performed that day. It was cool to see. I was proud of you. I was happy for you. I'm sure we all were in this community. And yeah, then we had an idea. We had something up our sleeve.
We did. Although I think we have to give credit where it's due. The whole idea stems from something that one of our friends in BRC brought up to me on a morning workout. His name's Geoff. Super good dude, runner in Chico. Hopefully he comes around at some point too with us. But he mentioned, hey, for one of my birthdays, I ran my age in kilometers. And at first I was like, oh, that's crazy. That's cool. And then I thought about it. And for those of you who don't know Ross very well, Ross doesn't say no. And it kind of went from there. I brought it up. And I was like, what do you think about this crazy idea? 42 kilometers for our 42nd birthday. We have birthdays that are just about 2 weeks apart, which, you know, sometimes the stars align like that. And it kind of went from there.
Yeah, it evolved into something special. And here we are reflecting on what just happened. And we called it the Birthday.
A perfect name.
Birthday for the 42nd birthday. We just did it. It was amazing.
I don't know that it could have gone any better. Given everything that we put into it, I really don't think it could have gone better. We had a great turnout, great support as we put it all together, a very reasonable approach to it as well. I think we did it in the right way for two guys that had never run more than 15 miles before.
Yeah.
Just for some context, again, 42 kilometers is 26 miles, so a marathon essentially. So this was a pretty big undertaking.
Yeah.
And like I said, given everything, I don't know that it could have gone any better for us.
Yeah. We kept it a party pace. We wanted people to join. We wanted to make it a social event. We planned different routes and sections along the way, put some marketing effort into it. Had my friend Allie drop a map. Shout out Allie.
And we'll get to Allie.
Yeah.
Allie's got a crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
Allie's a badass.
No doubt. She's the best. Yeah, we did it for 10.5 kilometer sections, 6.5 miles. Did it throughout the day, 7:30, 10:30, 12:30, 3:30. Allowed us some time to recharge, rehydrate, which was kind of like, how will our bodies react, or is this a good idea?
Absolutely, yeah. I was a little nervous about that. A friend of mine said, do you think that's going to work out better than just like running it straight through? And I had no response other than, I don't know, I guess I'll find out. But looking back, I'm glad that we had the breaks. I needed them personally. I needed them. I don't know about you, Ross, but after that third one, I was glad to have a little bit of time to take in some fuel and kind of regroup a little bit before that final push, which was brutal.
Yeah, agree. Definitely needed it. And I'll say this, you know, there were some challenges. We got it done. I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. Naturally, it's kind of hard to sleep before a race or a big running event, just in general.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people share that sentiment. But when I woke up in the morning and I'm driving over to the scene, and the sun's kind of rising and pulling to Old Humboldt, there's some people. Uh-huh. And that was a huge shot of inspiration.
Yeah.
We sent the invites out. We were kind of unsure as to how many people were going to join us on this endeavor. Mm-hmm. But as the trucks and the cars pulled up and people started piling out of their rides to tackle the first route with us, it was relief and inspiration. Totally.
No doubt about it. I got there before you by a few minutes. By the way, I think it's important to point out that as I was driving to Old Humboldt, I saw Ross driving the opposite direction of Humboldt and was thinking, oh man, did he just bail on this? Of course, he definitely didn't. Had a little, forgot something at home, had to go back and grab it.
Forgot my watch.
Oh, yeah. No, if it's not on Strava, it didn't happen. That's right. So you had to go get it. You had to get it. But I got up to Old Humboldt with my friend Tyler. Big shout out to Tyler. He drove up from Elk Grove to come run with us, brought his son. We'll touch on that later as well. But we're standing around there and it's just he and I and my other buddy Eric that came down from Oregon. And I was like, okay, well, when Ross gets here, we'll have four people. Not too shabby. But yeah, Ross nailed it. As people were driving up, as we got closer to that 7:30 start, it was crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. And Old Humboldt is not an easy run.
Right.
It is 3 miles straight uphill. So to have, we'll call it somewhere in the 15 people range, maybe a little bit more than that, 15 to 18 people. To get that many people to come out to run uphill on a Saturday morning of their own volition was pretty damn awesome to see, and certainly humbling. We sometimes call Humboldt Humble Hill because it is such a rough climb. But yeah, just absolute blast of a way to start the day for sure.
Yeah, fitting to call it humbling because we were on Humble Hill. I had a little extra spring in my step that first run. It was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, and that was also the challenge with starting there is we got a long day of running it, like to go straight uphill 3 miles to start, like got to rein it in a little bit so that it's not an all out sprint or like killing yourself going up. Because again, we got 20 more miles after this and don't know how everything's going to react because being 42 kind of hurts sometimes. things don't bounce back like they used to. Yeah, a little bit of soreness.
The body doesn't feel like it did years ago.
No, not at all.
It's funny how that happens. So, yeah, super inspiring, super awesome. Great to see the reaction and the unexpected turnout. Totally set the tone for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And we were off.
Yeah.
The next route took us to Upper Bidwell Park, literally one of the greatest places to run on the history of the earth.
Yeah. An icon of Chico, an icon of Northern California.
Yeah.
An absolute treat that we get to have that at our disposal anytime we want.
Yeah, we'd be foolish not to have a route up there.
Yeah, right. And I think that was really part of the bigger picture of what we were trying to do too, is this isn't just to go run 42 kilometers. It's to do like the Tour de Chico of running.
Yeah.
And I think we kind of captured that. So we had to get Upper Park in.
Yeah, and Upper Park, you know, spans thousands and thousands of acres. It's one of the biggest municipal parks in the entire United States.
I think it's the second largest, second or third largest. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. And we get there 10:30. There's, you know, 10 people ready to go for route number two.
Yeah.
and we're navigating Middle Trail and having a good old time and a little bit of adversity steps in.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think we were just chatting about, man, this is like a terrible part of the park to fall in. Like you fall, there's lava rock, you know, there's lots of things to trip on. And within a minute of that, my good friend Eric, also a legendary runner from the Chico community, now lives in Oregon, but catches a toe and eats it.
Mm.
And cuts up his elbow pretty good, got some blood running down his arm, pops right back up and just keeps going. But yeah, that was the start of the adversity on that loop.
Yeah, yeah, it was the start. I felt for him. I didn't see him go down when he came out to the area where we grabbed our breath for a little bit on the gravel road. It was like, no. But we regrouped. We also had a mascot join us for that run. Penny the dog was, you know, cruising right along. That was cool to see.
Yep. Thank you, Jake, for bringing Penny.
Yeah, Jake joining the party. That was awesome. And then we, you know, cruised down Yahi Trail. And after some blood, we encountered some mud. And I took a spill. And thank goodness I landed on a nice, wet, soft patch of mud. Otherwise, it could have been a disaster. So we had some blood. Yeah, luckily.
You picked a good spot.
Yeah, I went down, had to gather intel. Rib hurt a little bit, felt okay. And like Eric, had to carry right on because we had to get some stuff done.
Yeah. We had another, well, I mean, at that point, we had another 16 miles, 15 miles to go. Yeah. You can't quit then.
No, couldn't quit then. We were on Yahi Trail, which is a beautiful trail. Parts where you get to oversee Big Chico Creek from the perspective of up above the canyon and, you know, cruising in a shaded area. The rest of the run, you know, went by good. I think we were solid. We were dialed in. We got back to the lot and got to see your family chilling, hanging out, waiting for us.
My dad had come up. He had my kids there and they were waiting, which is always nice to see some friendly faces after a run. That loop right there, that up middle, back down Yahi, is one of my absolute favorite loops in Chico. Anybody who's not in Chico needs to come to Chico just to run that loop. It's just that beautiful. And I think it gives you a really good glimpse of everything that Bidwell Park has to offer in 6 miles, right? You get a little bit of climb, you get beautiful trails, you get right by the water, you see the beautiful trees, and the wildflowers are popping right now.
True.
Really a perfect second route for what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's also worth pointing out that my friend Tyler, he brought his son up, Grady. Grady is, I think, 11 years old, had never run more than 5 miles in one shot before, and ripped through Upper Bidwell Park. Was borderline setting the pace for it and was probably running, I don't know, 8.5, 9 minute pace all the way up until we came back down and kind of led the way. So yeah, I hope that dude sticks with running because he could do some stuff. That was incredible.
Yeah, it was. I remember talking to him. He's like, I play soccer, so I run a lot. He's like, yeah.
That's a different kind of running though.
It's true.
But I guess when you're 11, running is running.
Yeah.
He's got two modes, either on or off.
Yeah.
And he was on.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought him up because when you think about, you know, the span of ages from the people that joined us, it was cool because we had young people and we had some older people. So it was a good mix of kind of the perfect people to keep in a party pace.
Definitely.
Although the young one could have outran us all if he wanted to. He was like running up ahead and then waiting for us, which is pretty classic.
Well, and not only did he complete that loop, but he joined us on the third one as well. And the kid ended up running, you know, 13 or 14 miles, again, after never having run more than 5 miles. I can't speak for you, Ross, but when I was 11, there was exactly 0% chance that I was going to go run 13 or 14 miles.
That's inspiring, young man.
Yeah.
Third, where'd we go for number three?
That was Lower Bidwell Park. Again, an icon of our community, Lower Bidwell Park. So that one, we started at 5 mile. Ran down through Lower Park to 1 mile, crossed the bridge down at Sycamore Pool, and then ran back up to 5 mile. Just a really beautiful loop. Anybody who's run races in Bidwell Park or in Chico knows the loop very well. That's what we did.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. That loop, that's where I kind of started to feel a little a little bit like, oh, we're into this thing.
Yeah. Well, by the time we got to Sycamore Pool, that was the longest run either of us had done.
Right.
Right. That was 16 miles.
Yeah.
Or, you know, close to 17 miles. So we had like, you know, blown the roof off of what we'd done before at that measly 15 mile run that we did a few months back.
Yeah. And it was here where, bring it back to Allie, good friend, stepped into a pothole, took a tumble, scratched up her knee dislocated. She popped it back into place and decided to keep running with us.
Ross, if that's me, I'm laying in the middle of the road and not moving until somebody comes and picks me up, whether it's an ambulance, a helicopter, two guys, any whatever it has to be. I'm not moving. I'm definitely not getting up.
Done.
Yeah, I'm tapped out. I'm not popping it back in. I'm not sucking it up. I'm done. Yeah, she's amazing. That's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it was inspiring. Her boyfriend, Jim, was riding along next to us on a bike. They could have traded places, but Allie just wanted to keep running. I saw her this morning. She's like, I'm doing fine. It just, you know, it happens all the time. It's like, what?
That's what she told me too. I was talking to her at 5 mile after we finished that loop. And I was like, did you really like finish running 6.5 miles after doing that? She's like, yeah, I'm used to it. It happens from time to time. Like you said, I don't know, man. Like, that's not me.
Not me. Yeah. Glad she's okay.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah. I was pretty concerned, which you were certainly concerned. I could see it on your face when we got the message. Allie fell. She dislocated her knee. Like, I mean, who wouldn't be concerned?
Yeah. Gosh. We also had Ross, the other Ross, join us for that one.
Definitely.
Kale was in the fold, and your family was cruising. We had young Grant. Your kids were on the bikes.
Yeah. Grant, Aubrey, and Hannah were cruising on the bikes. My wife, Lisa, came out and ran that one. Tyler's wife, Destiny, was on a bike. My buddy, Eric, another good friend, John. He was the oldest member of our group. So we had Grady at 11, and John is 68.
Woo.
And, I mean, like you said, like just this huge span of Chico running and beyond.
Yeah. Mile 5 of that run, which was mile 17, mile 18 of the day's events, I started to feel bad. It was like a little lightheaded. Like I mean, we had been going hard on the electrolytes, hard on the fluids all day. I felt like I had done a good job with nutrition in between each run. But that was the moment where I felt like I was starting to hit a wall, which is interesting because some people run marathons and they say, if you can get through like the mile 17, mile 18 spot, you're good to go. You're going to make it. You can push it. How did you feel?
I was not feeling lightheaded at that point, but was definitely feeling tired. Like my body was just like, come on, man. Like, are we really going to keep going with this? But I think also having the group there was really, really helpful. I think if I'd have been out solo at that point, we were so close to my house. I'd have just bagged it and just like gone straight home. Like, yeah, what are you going to do? I tried. It's not my day. So definitely having the group was a big push. How did you manage to push through that? Cause you know, you're saying you're lightheaded and hitting that point. Like,
I think I just, you know, tapped into just a little bit of grit and was just like, you know, I got to do this. Yeah. Looking around at everybody who, you know, we were running with, it was like, you know, tapping into them for inspiration, being excited to be surrounded by those people, just drawing on them for inspiration to try to get it done. And luckily, we were only about a mile and a half away from the finish line of that particular section. So didn't have much further to go, but that was a battle moment for me.
My battle moment came in that last loop when we got there. I was struggling. I will say at the end of that third loop, I think one of the biggest things for me that was like, okay, you can finish this, was I went and stood in the creek.
Smart.
That water was chilly, but it was so good on my ankles. Like these joints, these 42-year-old joints needed that refreshing ice cold water for a few minutes. So, I think we also, I don't think we've mentioned it much yet, but BRC, the Bidwell Run Club, we had several people from that group out running with us throughout the day. And I think I can confidently say we pull inspiration from what they've done.
Oh, totally. And amazing.
I mean, I I think that group deserves its own podcast to talk about what they're doing.
Big time.
And how they're doing it. So we won't spend too much time on that besides saying Andrew, Manny, Billy, everybody from BRC that came out that at any point during the day, huge shout out, huge inspiration, keeping, you know, the spirit of running in Chico going strong and doing all the good stuff along the way.
Yeah. Good group to roll with, no doubt. Maddie was out.
Yep.
You know, others would have been there if they weren't crushing a marathon the next day.
No big deal. Yeah. No big deal.
Fabulous group of ladies just smashing the pavement down there.
Yeah.
Qualifying for Boston in the process. Again, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But great call bringing that up. And one thing we should also mention real quick before we get to the last route, we had nice moments after each run of just kind of settling down a little bit and enjoying some good old-fashioned sparkling water and electrolytes, which was so refreshing.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
The best. Ice-cold sparkling water is an absolute treat. Yeah, that again, that comes from the Bidwell Run Club, their Wednesday night runs.
True. Okay, yeah,
they
yeah.
show up with a cooler of sparkling water for everybody to drink at the end. So had to take that because it's too refreshing.
Yeah,
too refreshing.
Awesome. I did not dip my feet into the creek. Regret it. But one thing I did do to recharge between some of the sections, I think the third and the fourth one, in between I filled up my bathtub with cold water and jumped in for a few minutes. Probably not as cold as the water in Big Chico Creek, but still effective. And it definitely gave me kind of a shot of energy, you know, going into each run. So it was important to kind of plan out those moments throughout the day of like how to recharge, how to rehydrate, make sure we're taking care of ourselves. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to get it done.
I'm reading a book right now. I just started it today, Ross. I didn't even mention this to you. But it's a popular running book. It's called What I Talk About When I Talk About Running by Haruki Murakami.
Sweet.
And like the opening of the book talks a lot about like why he runs and why most people run. And it really got me thinking, man, that's really valid stuff he's saying. Like it makes total sense. And ultimately his point was that runners aren't necessarily running to beat other people, right? You might have a rival in the race or someone that you want to beat, but you can't control what they're doing, right? You could show up at the race and they might not be there. So what's your motivation to keep going, right? Why do you keep running if your rival's not there? And his whole thing was, he runs, and a lot of distance runners specifically run to just improve on what they're doing, right? To be better than the last time.
Sure.
To be, whether that's yesterday, a week ago, the last race, whatever it is. And I think that probably came through for me in this run, and I'd imagine it did for you too.
Definitely.
You know, just getting over the barrier of 15 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And what am I going to do during these breaks? How am I going to bounce back? How am I going to be better than the last 6 miles I ran or the last 6.5 miles I ran?
Yeah.
But I just thought that was really timely to read that literally today.
Sweet.
And then come here and talk about, well, what are we doing this for? And clearly it's to be better people, to just see what we're capable of, how far we can push it.
Yeah. And be healthy.
Yeah.
That's one thing that's big for me. I envision a segment of this podcast moving forward where you drop some knowledge and wisdom on us like you just did. One thing that's been cool running with you is, you know, tapping into some of the knowledge you've gained from a lot of the books you read about running.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously it's something that you're passionate about and a hobby of yours, but you also like to learn.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I admire about you. You even hooked me up with Born to Run, which
incredible
has been a
total,
total game changer for me. If you haven't read that book, absolutely read that book.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I appreciate what you're sharing there. Yeah. And then we got to the fourth section and it was time to dig deep.
Hey, that was brutal, Ross. Absolutely brutal. So the last loop, or I shouldn't even call it a loop because it was an out and back. So our whole thing with this was, again, to get people involved, have a good time. So we thought, hey, let's end this thing somewhere where we can celebrate. And the Commons Bar in Chico, they have beer, they make wonderful pizza. So we thought, hey, why don't we end it there? That way, anybody who wants to come join us to celebrate can come join us. So we decided to start our run from there and end our run there. So we went down the Midway. The Midway is like a highway between Chico and Durham, which is just south of us. and it's just a brutal place to run. I mean, it serves its purpose. It connects Chico and Durham.
Sure.
I wouldn't recommend it for running consistently. Yeah. I pointed out that when we started that particular part, that was the nicest weather I'd ever run in on the Midway, and it was hot and sunny. A lot of the Fleet Feet programs that I've done and that Ross has done and countless people in Chico have done, typically there's a long run that involves running down the Midway toward Durham. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if when Fleet Feet puts together the training schedule or, you know, there's just higher powers at play. But every time I've run that, it's either been ridiculously windy,
yeah,
rainy,
yeah,
cold,
yeah,
or all of the above,
yeah,
at the same time.
Awful.
And I was like, okay, sunny, this is a nice change. Yeah. Turns out it wasn't a nice change.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like beating down on us too. And this was the hottest day in Chico, probably of the year so far. The temperatures are just starting to warm up as we get into spring here.
Yep.
Usually it's, you know, been, you know, pretty cold and blustery over the last couple months, but it just so happened that this day at around this time, 3:30, it was hitting 80, 82.
Yeah.
And it was definitely shining down on us.
It was brutal.
And there's not much to look at.
Nope.
There is a lot to look at a few months prior when things are blooming out there.
Yeah.
And Durham's home to a famous race, the Almond Blossom Run.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Great community. Good time to run out there.
Yeah.
But this was not that.
No.
And we were pushing, we were battling. We got to the halfway point and it was like, oh boy.
Yeah. That was the point, you know, Ross, you said mile 17, 18, you know, that mile five-ish on the previous lap was where you were like, okay, I got to dig deep. When we hit that three and some change going out our turnaround, I was almost done. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm going to call out Brian, who was out there with us. He joined us for just the last lap, which was huge. And same with Lindsay.
Yeah.
I was really grateful to have them with us.
Agree.
I think we both needed that energy that they had from not having run 23 and a half miles up to that point. Yeah. I don't know. It would have been a serious slog if it was just the two of us trying to get back.
Whew.
I mean, it took some soul searching anyway, but to have a couple people with the energy still was hugely helpful for me.
Yeah, agree. Good point. It was nice to see some new faces for that run. That was clutch. And we'd be remiss to not mention somebody special who ran all four sections with us that day and was powering through that last moment with us, Frank the Tank. What an absolute legend.
Frank is a bad man.
He is, dude. Frank is a badass.
He's a badass. What was it? The week before we went out on a Sunday run, we went and ran an Upper Bidwell, and Ross and I were content to run like 7 miles. And we ran with Frank, and we get done, and we get back to the cars, and Frank goes, oh, I'm going to go out for a few more miles. You know, we see later, the dude went out and ran 18.
Yeah, that day.
Yeah.
Just for shits and giggles.
Just for shits and giggles. And then I think it's also important to point out that we did this run on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Frank ran all 26 miles with us. The next day, he went back out and ran 11 more in Upper Park. And he ran Annie Bidwell all the way up to the top of Green Gate and then back down Guardians. Some of you know what that means. Yeah. That's a no joke run.
No joke.
That's a serious climb, serious trail action. And he got up the next day and was like, yeah, that 26 wasn't enough. I think I'm going to go do 11 more today.
Yeah.
So yeah, big shout out to Frank. Frank's a monster. I'm really glad that he joined us for all four of them. Dude. That was super cool for a lot of reasons. But yeah, Frank, thank you.
Yeah.
Big thank you.
What a savage, man. What a savage. Mr. Consistency too. Just so sturdy.
Yeah.
Just trucks right along.
Yeah.
Good pace, good movement. Just Frank, dude.
Yeah. There's a saying from Benjamin Franklin, death, taxes, and Frank's in to run. The three guarantees in life.
That's great.
Frank's a bad man.
Yeah. And so we get kind of close to the end and we picked up your brother. We should also mention that. He kind of, you know, tailed off a little bit, went his own pace.
Yep.
And then he was joining the party as we were getting close to wrapping it up.
Yep. Yeah. He's not a big runner. He runs, but had never, I think he ran a a half marathon maybe 7 or 8 years ago. Was a big time ultimate frisbee player, played at the professional level for several years, and is a very fit guy. And so he did 2 laps with us. So, you know, another 13 miler for a guy that typically runs like 3 or 4 miles at a shot. So yeah, that was super cool that he was able to finish with us along with Frank and Lindsay and Brian. That was awesome.
Yeah. And
Allie was back out there.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. Yeah. Amazing. Shout out Allie again.
Yeah. Unreal.
One of the things about the last run, running with Peter is always fun because there's a moment where you're getting close to wrapping up the run and it's like, hey guys, you gotta push in you. Let's finish strong. Yeah. And I believe your exact words as we got to about, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile, 1 mile away, we didn't come all the way through this to have some stuff still in the tank.
Yeah.
Or something along that line. Let's empty it.
Let's empty it.
So you and Frank take off and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And I'm trailing, you know, behind a significant ways, not too far away though. And I think we're clocking like, what, sub-7 miles at that point?
Yeah.
Like our pacing?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, after doing the full day, that was a hell of a way to
add on to the
last segment. It was.
Well, and I think it's a testament to what we were out there to do, right?
Yeah.
Push it to a level we hadn't been to. So let's see how far we can push it. And I think we cleared some barriers on that day.
Absolutely.
Physical and mental, for sure.
Yeah, it was fun. It was so fun. It was so cool to get back to the Commons and to celebrate with some people who joined us, who had run earlier in the day with us. We had a good group. We enjoyed some pizza. The Commons is so cool because it's like a self-pour tap room experience, which is pretty unique and advanced.
Yeah.
For any kind of establishment that has beverages.
Yes.
So it was a good place to end and celebrate.
It was glorious. The pizza was good. I mean, all told, we probably had 20, 30 people who came by during the course of the time that we were there.
Yeah.
Some of them had run. Some of them just came to hang out and chop it up and enjoy a beer and some pizza. I also have to say, we owe an apology to the folks across the way at Golden Beaver Distilling. So we got back from this last run and there's a distillery right in the same parking lot as the Commons. And they had a sign that said $1 beaver liquor shots.
Okay.
I mean, you're not going to not.
Dangerous.
And you're not going to not.
No.
So a handful of us went over there. Turns out Ross knew the bartender.
Who's a runner in one of the Fleet Feet programs I've been in.
Yeah, so go figure.
Go figure. It was a sign.
It was absolutely a sign. So we, you know, the group of us took a shot of the $1 Beaver Liquor Moonshine. And then the gentleman working there came out and said, hey, it's your guys' birthday. Can I interest you in a piece of pineapple upside down cake?
Sure.
Of course. Absolutely.
We left.
We left. I totally spaced out on it within a minute of saying yes.
Seriously, who? It was because someone was like, let's go back. And they were like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah. So Golden Beaver Distilling, thank you.
Yeah.
And sorry.
I totally forgot that happened until you reminded me a couple days ago.
I didn't remember until the next day. Like, oh yeah, about that.
Classic. Well, we had a good crew over there. It was important to celebrate together.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a birthday. It was one of my favorite birthdays of my life.
Agreed.
You know, to do something. 100%
agree.
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, we have a tendency as humans to celebrate our birthdays. We don't have a tendency to be like, hey, I'm going to do something challenging on my birthday.
Yeah.
That's what made this cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Birthday. Do them, people.
Yeah.
Do them.
I think 43... next year, we do it again.
Yeah.
We've learned.
Yeah, we have.
All right. And that's, again, what we want to get from running. We want to learn.
Right.
And we have some new ideas to mix it up a little bit more. One of those ideas is not running on the midway at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when it's hot.
Or maybe getting up in the morning and making our first route up Old Humboldt.
Hey, you got to do hard stuff.
You do. True.
And you know... Kale, a friend of ours who we run with, always says something along the lines of, if you do the hard stuff early, the rest of the day is easy.
I like it.
Right. So maybe doing that run early, set the pace.
Good point. Okay. I like that.
Because I will say, if we'd have tried to do Old Humboldt at 3:30 in the afternoon,
no,
I don't know that I would have made it.
Yeah.
It would have been peel me off this sidewalk.
Yeah.
Get a bike, haul me down that way, whatever you have to do. So I think
I'll take a wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can just roll me down the hill, just like turn me sideways and start me rolling and pick me up wherever I stop.
Oh, Kale, dude. Love that guy. Really good shape, you know, hits a lot of the workouts, the strength training, and it's always fun to run with Kale. When I see Kale, my mind goes, hell yeah, but it turns into Kale yeah.
Yeah. Kale, like, yeah.
Kale, no. Yeah. So that's great. I've been thinking about what worked well, what could be improved for next time. Mm-hmm. I want to do it all in one go.
I'm with you.
And maybe we take breaks, but not for an extended period of time. Like you mentioned, it's important to test yourself, to challenge, to push barriers.
Yeah.
And after doing this, I think I can run a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not trying to race it, I definitely think I can run a marathon.
Totally agree.
So maybe that's something we plan for and actually do a full tour to Upper Bidwell.
I've got some ideas in mind of how that could work out where, you know, we could have some folks that maybe want to set up quote unquote aid stations for us along the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, every 6 or 8 miles we come to a water stop, right? Somewhere where we can regroup for 5 or 10 minutes or whatever we want and then keep it going. But yeah, I think this was a huge hurdle for me, just knowing that I can do this physically and mentally. So yeah, I'm excited. I think next year we definitely push for a straight through. Any breaks will just be kind of those 5 or 10 minutes along the way, not an hour or 2 hours between.
We're still obviously in the reflection phase.
Totally.
Of kind of what went down and thinking about ways to improve.
Yeah.
But the resilience we experienced, the community we had, the celebration that took place, the support that was there, the fun that was had.
Yep.
This was a hell of a way to spend a birthday.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Could not agree more. Yeah. Big shout out to everybody along the way. No doubt about it. And I think there's one thing that we didn't really touch on, which was another part of this that is important for the Chico community to just remember and recognize. And that's a guy named Casey Smythe.
Yes.
He's a local guy in the community that's going through a pretty tough time. Got a pretty gnarly infection and had to have a bunch of surgeries. And so we're doing this to kind of recognize him and remember what he's going through. And to also help raise some funds for him. So we hooked up with their GoFundMe that he's got going, which is still out there. Look it up on GoFundMe, Casey Smythe. And if you have it in you, drop him a few bucks, help the family out, say hi. I know he'll appreciate it. But that was the other side of this as well.
Yeah, great call. I'm so glad you brought that up. It was cool to attach a cause to this. When people do things like this, I feel like there should always be a cause.
Yeah.
So it's kind of natural to in the planning phase of this go, well, wait a second, like, is there something we can do for someone? And this unfortunate situation had just happened to Casey Smythe. By the way, his last name is S-M-Y-T-H, if you are looking that up. And what was really neat was to check out the GoFundMe page after the run and see a couple names that I recognized and people who had donated.
It's
and that
cool.
Certainly warmed the heart to know that people cared enough to want to contribute. And that's, you know, not only is Chico an amazing running community, but it's also a community that cares. It's a testament to the people around here and very glad that they were, you know, down to help them out. So
definitely
that was sweet.
Yeah. I think another thing we should shout out too, that's happening this weekend in Chico, a couple of our local running friends, part of BRC, Matt Henderson and Billy Harkness are taking on another type of endurance challenge. 4x4x48.
Woo!
They're going to run 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours, which totals 48 miles in 48 hours.
Amazing.
Billy and Matt are, again, badass runners.
Phenomenal.
Matt's a local guy. Billy's a local guy. They big parts of the running community and the athletic community in Chico at large. I'm planning to get out there to get a couple laps in with them over the weekend. But again, just a testament to what people in Chico are doing, whether it's birthdays or 4x4x48s or any of the other insane things that we hope to share with you guys over the next few podcasts that are happening in Chico in the running world.
Yeah, it's so cool that they're doing this the week after we just did the Birth K.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like another inspirational event is taking place.
Yeah.
The 4x4 by 48's inspired by David Goggins. I am interested to see how those runs in the middle of the night are going to go.
No offense, but I will not be at those ones. 2 in the morning. There's one thing you do at 2 in the morning. Sleep.
Yeah. That's going to be a battle.
Yeah.
I certainly feel like they are absolutely up to the challenge. I'm excited to see how they do and join them. You know, Matt was a tremendous baseball player for Pleasant Valley High School and went on to play big time ACC college baseball at Florida State, literally on a team that advanced all the way to the College World Series. He had a super successful athletic career, is now crushing it out on the scene, running and doing other things athletically. And Billy, he won, what, the endurance race?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Yeah, he won the trail endurance race last fall, which is a 4-mile loop every hour for 8 hours.
Oh, so he's done all the 4-mile stuff before then.
Yeah, yeah. This is easy. Yeah. Instead of like on the hour every hour, he's got like 2 or 3 hours between them. This will be easy.
Oh, yeah.
But Billy won that. He's just amazing. I mean, to have that kind of endurance and mental focus as well. The mental endurance to stay there and keep running the same loop for 8 straight hours is crazy.
Yeah.
And his last loop was incredibly fast. And that's a great story that hopefully Billy can share with us sometime.
Yeah.
Because that last loop sounded like it was a great race.
Yeah.
Really cool.
And those two dudes joined us for a couple of our sections of the Birth K. So it's only going to be fitting that we hit them up on a couple of these ones that they're doing.
Yep. Least we can do.
Yeah. The least we can do. Those guys are great. Best of luck on your journey. On the 4x4x48, two people in this incredible community that we're going to have to get on this podcast in the near future, as well as so many others. It's such a wonderful place full of inspiring tales on the trails and people making it happen. This has been cool to chat with you, man.
Yep.
Hopefully it's the first of many. Closing thoughts?
Thank you for hosting me in this wonderful studio.
Yeah.
This place rocks. I hope to get back here soon. You're going to keep hearing from us at least a few more times because I know I've got stories to tell. Ross has stories to tell. And Chico has stories that need to be told.
Couldn't have said it better myself. If you are listening to this and have made it through, thank you. If you listen to just a little bit of this, thank you. We've got some more on tap. We're open to suggestions as well. Thoughts, ideas, feedback, anything you can put out there that will help this journey will help.
Yes, sir.
That'll do it for the first episode. If you've got a birthday coming up, think about doing a Birth K.
Do it.
It's amazing.
Do it.
Peace out.
Nailed it.